I had gone out to buy cat food from the corner shop at the end of Wisteria Walk shortly after 9 on the evening of the 2nd of August, dabbled Mrs. Fig at once, as though she had learned what she was saying by heart, when I heard a disturbance down the alleyway between Magnolia Crescent and Wisteria Walk. On approaching the mouth of the alleyway, I saw Dementors running.
Running? Said Madame Bones sharply. Dementors don't run, they glide.
That's what I meant to say, said Mrs. Fig quickly, patches of pink appearing in her withered cheeks. Gliding along the alley toward what looked like 2 boys.
What did they look like?
Said Madame Bones, narrowing her eyes so that the monocle's edges disappeared into her flesh. Well, one was very large and the other one rather skinny.
No, no, said Madame Bones impatiently. The Dementors! Describe them!
Oh, said Mrs. Fig, the pink flush creeping up her neck now. They were big, big, and wearing cloaks. Harry felt a horrible sinking in the pit of his stomach. Whatever Mrs. Fig said to the contrary, it sounded to him as though the most she had ever seen was a picture of a Dementor, and a picture could never convey the truth of what these beings were like. The eerie way they moved, hovering inches over the ground, or the rotting smell of them, or that terrible, rattling noise they made as they sucked on the surrounding air. A dumpy wizard with a large black moustache in the 2nd row leaned close to his neighbour, a frizzy-haired witch, and whispered something in her ear. She smirked and nodded.
Big and wearing cloaks, repeated Madame Bones coolly,
while Fudge snorted derisively.
I see. Anything else?
Yes, said Mrs. Fig. I felt them. Everything went cold, and this was a very warm summer's night, mark you. And I felt as though all happiness had gone from the world. And I remembered dreadful things.
Her voice shook and died. Madame Bones's eyes widened slightly. Harry could see red marks under her eyebrow where the monocle had dug into it.
What did the Dementors do?
She asked. And Harry felt a rush of hope.
They went for the boys,
said Mrs. Fig, her voice stronger and more confident now, the pink flush ebbing away from her face.
One of them had fallen. The other was backing away, trying to repel the Dementor. That was Harry. He tried twice and produced silver vapour. On the 3rd attempt, he produced a Patronus, which charged down the first Dementor and then, with his encouragement, chased away the 2nd from his cousin. And that was what happened,
Mrs. Fig finished, somewhat lamely. Madame Bones looked down at Mrs. Fig in silence. Fudge was not looking at her at all, but fidgeting with his papers. Finally, he raised his eyes and said, rather aggressively,
"That's what you saw, is it?"
That was what happened,
Mrs. Fig repeated.
Very well, said Fudge. You may go.
Mrs. Fig cast a frightened look from Fudge to Dumbledore, then got up and shuffled off toward the door again. Harry heard it thud shut behind her.